time to get to it, my friends. Time to get to it. This is where the rubber meets the road, as you well know. Glad to have you here. It's the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America for Tuesday, October 22nd, 2019. Here are the three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Mark Zuckerberg has not been staying neutral after all. Believe it or not, he's been giving advice directly to Mayor Pete on who to hire for his campaign so that he can win. I wonder what else Mark Zuckerberg is doing for Mayor Pete and Facebook and so forth. Number two, Mick Mulvaney still trying to dig himself out from the mess he made over the weekend. Yeah, saying something about a quid pro quo. Saying that's not what I meant by that. Well, people say it is. And number one, the war of words on Capitol Hill. Finger pointing over secret impeachment hearings. The U.S. pull out of Syria. Hillary's battle cry. Everyone's a Russian and they stole the election. Just another day in America, my friends. Good to have you here. Tuesday, October 22nd, 2019. Good to have you on board. Let's start with this one. The high cost of Medicare for all. The high cost of Medicare for all. Trillions of dollars. It will cost trillions of dollars. That's with a T. Big money for you. Big money for me. And in fact, some of the people, including Bernie Sanders, says the tax increases will have to come all the way down to people making $29,000 a year. Trust me, it'll go farther than that. But Elizabeth Warren, unable to tell the truth. Unable to tell the truth about Medicare for all and how expensive it's going to be and how it's going to cost you and I and how it could upend the economy. It could be a complete disaster, not only for your medical coverage, but for your financial wherewithal. Oh, and the wealth tax. I mentioned that yesterday. Don't forget about the wealth tax that could pay for all of this. And when I say wealth tax, you think about your 401k. You think about that retirement plan that you have put together. If you have $1 million or $2 million in your retirement sack, you don't need all that. You're wealthy. Yeah, so what, you worked your whole life, I get that, but you don't need all that. There's a guy down there that sat on a bar stool for the last 35 years. He didn't save any money. He went to work, worked sometimes, laid off here and there, spent the rest of the time at the bar smoking cigarettes and drinking beer, and you know what? He needs some of your money. I mean, what's wrong with you? What are you, a racist? Seriously, what's wrong with you? You don't want to give him money? What are you, a racist? A bigot? A homophobe? Or just, you know, a knuckle-dragging deplorable? What is your problem? At any rate, some people are telling the truth about the cost. And what we're seeing now, real infighting in the Democrat field. Mayor Pete, by the way, has moved up into fourth place in most polling, some places third. Mayor Pete, a man on the move. He and his husband can soon be the president and first man or something like that. Bite one, let's talk about the high cost of health care. Bite one, go.
Everybody except Bernie is lying about Bernie's plan. Bernie wrote Medicare for All. Bernie has said that it will cost $31 trillion. He's come up with 16 of that $31 trillion. That's half. And he does that by taxing people that are making less than $30,000 a year. But at least he's being honest about his plan. Others that have signed on have said sort of magically this will all take care of itself. Just to give you a sense of a frame of reference here.
So to be clear, though, are you saying Senator Warren is not being honest about her plan?
I think she's not being honest about her plan. And I think her plan, which costs $33 trillion, is the equivalent of 70% of all the taxes that the federal government will collect over the next 10 years. I mean, it is a massive increase in taxes to this country. And it hasn't been explained to the American people. It's a soundbite.
It is a soundbite. $33 trillion over 10 years, that'd be $3.3 trillion a year, roughly equivalent to more than 70%, by the way, of our annual budget. That was Senator Michael Bennett on CNN. And how dare he tell the truth? That's what's shocking about all of this. The Democrats are starting to have that infighting. Meanwhile, at CNN, they're getting in on the fun a little bit of the whole everybody's a Russian. Everybody's a Russian. Jill Stein's a Russian. Tulsi Gabbard's a Russian. Donald Trump is obviously a Russian. You see, at some point, the Democrats and the mainstream media have to go, no, wait a second. We've been telling everybody that Donald Trump was a Russian asset and he worked for Russia And now Hillary Clinton says Jill Stein was a Russian asset, and Tulsi Gabbard, a current sitting member of Congress and veteran, is a Russian asset on the take, probably from the Ukrainians, too. Thank you for that. But even CNN can't take it. Bite number three.
In those same comments, Hillary Clinton blames Jill Stein for her loss, which is ridiculous. I don't know if Jill Stein or the Russians made Hillary not campaign in Michigan, Wisconsin. And here she has sour grapes over Tulsi Gabbard backing her primary rival, Bernie Sanders. I mean, it is truly disgusting and absurd to smear an American veteran, a member of Congress, a presidential candidate, as a Russian asset, and say specifically that they are grooming her baselessly to throw out such a wild accusation. It's pretty disgusting.
This is interesting, Crystal, because, I mean, as we said, you were a Hillary Clinton supporter, and you're disgusted by what she's doing. Do you think that Tulsi Gabbard deserves any criticism for some of the, her positions?
I mean, in fairness, I was actually a Sanders supporter in the primary, just to be clear
for your audience.
Yeah. Look, I'm not here to defend every single thing that Tulsi Gabbard has done or said, but I think what this shows is the insanity of seeing Russia around every single corner that has gripped some of the conspiratorial parts of the Democratic Party.
Crystal Ball. I can't make her name up. Crystal Ball on CNN. There you have it. You see what you're seeing here is a realization by some on the left, like, wow. Hillary told us that Trump won because of Russia. And there was this Russia investigation that came by way of Ukraine. Don't forget that. I've been telling you that for a very long time. All roads run back to Ukraine. I've got to go back and find out when I first started telling you this. It's been a long time now. So they can't even. I want to share one other thing here with you on a serious note. Because Hillary Clinton calling everybody a Russian is not a serious thing particularly. But I do want to talk to you about Syria just for a moment, because there's been a change of heart by Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham, who was angered by the president's decision to pull American troops out of northeast Syria, which set the stage for Turkey to come in. That seems to have quieted down greatly, hasn't it? So Lindsey Graham now has this to say about leaving Syria and the president's plan for that region. Bite number seven with Lindsey Graham it is. Bite seven. Are we there?
I think it's to demonstrate to the American people and highlight just how unfair the process is. I mean, again, closed doors, some members of Congress, most members of Congress are not allowed to be present. Matt Gaetz was trying to get in a week ago. He's a member of the Judiciary Committee, which will ultimately have to deal with articles, if in fact there are articles of impeachment. He wasn't allowed to attend the interview last week. Other members aren't allowed to attend. We can't see the transcripts. He selectively leaks part of the transcripts. And, oh, in the hearings, actually in the interviews, no White House lawyers can be there. No agency lawyers can be there. The State Department can't have lawyers there. The minority are not given subpoena authority. We can't call the witnesses we may want to call to get the information for the American people. And most importantly, it's all being done in the basement of the Capitol where no one in the country can see, based on an anonymous person that only Adam Schiff and his staff know who this guy is. The rest of the 300 plus million people in this country have no idea who the individual is who started this whole darn thing.
We have no idea, and we're not going to be told. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Steve River Show. You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance in Lansing.
Let's make the new year the best one ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Lose weight, detox, and balance your hormones in as little as 25 days with MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. This isn't one of those yo-yo diets where you lose weight with shakes or bars, then put it all back on again when you go back to real food. MyPureHealthSolutions.com uses real food from the grocery store. Our health coaches will support you every step of the way and track your progress. Lose weight and make this the best new year ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com. CarInsurance.com.
Car insurance in Michigan is a problem not yet solved. Insurance companies can still discriminate. Rehab, therapy, and other providers may be forced to close, and there will certainly be more lawsuits. Tell your elected officials they need to fix this. Learn more at MiAutoInsurancePromise.com. Thousands of jobs across the state of Michigan may be lost due to some recent changes in the auto insurance system. If you think Michigan's elected officials should be doing what they can to lower insurance premiums without closing businesses, learn more at MiAutoInsurancePromise.com.
Some high school game officials get involved because they decided it was time to stop complaining about the referees as a spectator and become one. They found it to be a rewarding and humbling experience. We always need more officials. To get involved, go to MHSAA.com. There's help wanted, just whistle. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.